I went out to look at the cars and see what was going on, and then came back and sat down in the dugout with the four drivers. We sat on the ground with our backs against the wall and smoked. Outside it was nearly dark. The earth of the dugout was warm and dry, and I let my shoulders back against the wall, sitting on the small of my back, and relaxed.
"Who goes to the attack?" asked Gavuzzi.
"Berzalieri."
"All Berzalieri?"
"I think so."
"There aren't enough troops here for a real attack."
"It is probably to draw attention from where the real attack will be."
"Do the men know that to attack?"
"I don't think so."
"Of course they don't," Manera said. "They wouldn't attack if they did."
"Yes, they would," Passini said. "Berzalieri are fools."
"They're brave and have good discipline," I said.
"They are big through the chest by measurement, and healthy, but they are still fools."
"The granatieri are tall," Manera said.
This was a joke. They all laughed.
"Were you there, tenente, when they wouldn't attack and they shot every tenth man?"
"No."
"It is true. They lined them up afterwards and took every tenth man. Carabinieri shot them."
"Carabinieri," said Passini, and spat on the floor.
"But those grenadiers, all over 6 feet, they wouldn't attack."
"If everybody would not attack, the war would be over," Manera said.
"It wasn't that way with the granatieri. They were afraid. The officers all came from such good families."
"Some of the officers went alone."
"A sergeant shot two officers who would not get out.
Some troops went out.
Those that went out were not lined up when they took the tenth man."
"One of those shot by the carabinieri is from my town," Passini said. "It was a big, smart, tall boy to be in the granatieri. Always in Rome, always with the girls, always with the carabinieri."
He laughed.
"Now they have a guard outside his house with a bayonet, and nobody can come to see his mother and father and sisters, and his father loses his civil rights and cannot even vote. They are all without law to protect them. Anybody can take their property."
"If it wasn't that that happens to their families, nobody would go to the attack."
"Yes, Alpini would. These VE soldiers would. Some Berzalieri. Berzalieri have to run too. Now they try to forget it."
"You should not let us talk this way, tenente. Evviva l'esercito," Passini said sarcastically.
"I know how you talk," I said. "But as long as you drive the cars and behave, and don't talk so the other officers can hear," Manera finished. "I believe we should get the war over," I said. "It would not finish if one side stopped fighting. It would only be worse if we stopped fighting."
"It could not be worse," Passini said respectfully. "There is nothing worse than war."
"Defeat is worse."
"I do not believe it,"
Passini said, still respectfully.
"What is defeat? You go home."
"They come after you. They take your home. They take your sisters."
"I don't believe it," Passini said. "They can't do that to everybody. Let everybody defend his home. Let them keep their sisters in the house."
"They hang you. They come and make you be a soldier again. Not in the auto ambulance, in the infantry."
"They can't hang everyone." "An outside nation can't make you be a soldier," Manera said. "At the first battle, you all run."
"Like the Czechos."
"I think you do not know anything about being conquered, and so you think it is not bad,"